Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and I hope you'll stick with us, and Pastor Risnacko will be following us. Hope you enjoyed listening to Pastor Lutz in the last half hour, and we'll be back with you in the same lineup again, Lord willing, next Friday as well. So just encourage you to listen. I think it was Pastor Lutz that coined the term the Baptist trifecta with him at 1 o'clock, us here at 1:30, and Pastor Risnacko at 2 o'clock. And again, welcome to the program. And I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Certainly invite you to come out and visit us. We're in Richfield, Ohio. We'll have more information on that at the end of the program. Also, we have our Friday night Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock. And you're certainly welcome if you're not doing anything tonight. Come out and visit us there. And also wanted to mention, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You'll find a variety of things there, and as well as past programs. You can listen to past programs. And you can listen to our Sunday night programs there as well at livewithpastoral.com. And if you're not staying up on Sunday night till midnight with us, we're on every Sunday night from 10 o'clock until midnight, 2 hours. And if it's a little late for you, you can certainly listen to us online at livewithpastoral.com. I have a variety of articles that are there, including some that I've been featuring this week dealing with Christmas and the celebration thereof. And every Sunday night now through Christmas Day, we are featuring a little different subject or different take on Christmas. We've talked about the shepherds there that came to see the Christ child. We talked about the importance of the virgin birth. We talked about the different things dealing with that, why that was so important. And we're going to be looking at some other things dealing with the incarnation of Christ and why that was so important as well. And then on Christmas Day that night, we'll finish off with the reading of the birth of Christ according to the Scriptures. That's all coming up here, and a number of those things are linked to as well at livewithpastoral.com. You can find those articles and those programs dealing with Christmas all there at livewithpastoral.com. All right, well, let's get into a couple of things here today as well. And of course, we are a live program. A lot of times we've been busy with things here lately, but today we do have time. If you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon. Our phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'd love to hear from you today. And also, I want to mention that we have some things happening in our country today we need to be aware of. And I was looking at a passage in the book of Proverbs, and Proverbs chapter 29, there's a verse 2 that says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the people," or I'm sorry, "but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching some of the things, reading some of the articles that's taking place. And we've mentioned over the last couple of weeks this bill, the Disrespect for Marriage Act, though they call it the Respect for Marriage Act, H.R. 8404, that was recently passed in the Congress of the United States and then has been signed by Joe Biden. And yes, this is, I wasn't really going to touch on this so much today again, but I was thinking of this passage here, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And again, this came to my mind looking at this passage here, this bill that was signed. And the reason that I was thinking about this is the pageantry, I guess, for lack of a better term, that went on with the signing of this last Tuesday. There was quite a group of people that came together at the White House. We had representatives of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons, mixed with drag queens, and quite a variety of others on the South Lawn of the White House Tuesday, as they were celebrating the signature of the signing of this law, and this coming into become public law now. But H.R. 8404, when it was going through, I believe it was in the Senate, it was Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that, "I took a risk. I put my faith in the better angels of human nature, and praise God we succeeded." And this is what made me think about this, because as the bill was being signed there on Tuesday, there, and keep in mind, this is a bunch of Democrats, leftists, who complain anytime anybody on the religious right, as they call us, that we mention God in the public square. They say that we should keep silent. We should not be talking about, we should not be going on about this. And they were shouting, "Praise God," during the signing of this thing. And so for Chuck Schumer to put his faith in the better angels of human nature, obviously he doesn't know what human nature is. The Bible plainly says that the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. And yet he's putting his faith in that. Then we had Nancy Pelosi, outgoing Speaker of the House, who closed the speech talking about this, saying, "May God continue to bless the United States of America as we continue to expand freedom." And not to be outdone, we had leftover 1980s rocker Sidney Lauper, who came in saying, "Bless Joe Biden and all the people that worked on this." And of course, they decided to celebrate with two drag queens who perform routinely with minors there at the ceremony. To celebrate it, showed up in full drag, of course, his stage name is Britta Filter, of all things. "I am honored to be at the White House in full drag, representing my community and witnessing this historic moment." And it's just a lot of that that went on. And this is why I wanted to just highlight this verse here. "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And I think if you're like me, if you have a respect for God's word, when you see people who are doing what Isaiah talked about in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, where he said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." You know, this is sad what we see happening in our country. And when we see the celebration of debauchery, when we see the celebration of evil and calling evil good, and basically in this new law, it basically says that if you do not accept this, you're a bigot. This law is going to incentivize activists to sue Christian business owners who refuse to take part in same-sex ceremonies. But not just that, because supposedly there's some protection against being involved in celebrating or officiating. But what about Christian colleges that have a policy against same-sex couples or same-sex dating on campus? There's no real provision for them at all, because that has nothing to do with celebrating or officiating at same-sex marriages. But it also threatens the tax-exempt status of religious adoption agencies and other faith-based nonprofits and equates the belief in natural marriage with that of discrimination. And we've talked about this in the last couple of weeks. And so not rehashing all of that, but basically they've linked it with the idea that at one point there were some parts that the country that had laws against interracial marriage, and they're saying that interracial marriage, which, by the way, was only between men and women, is now being equated as a same-sex marriage, marriage between two men or two women. And that to disapprove of that, you're bigoted, you're discriminatory, you're not with the times, you are, it's only a step from there to making us pariahs in society for holding to the word of God. And again, like I was saying here in Isaiah, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And as I read down through there in verse 23, where he said, which justify the wicked for reward and taketh away the righteousness of the righteous from him. I think that's what we saw on display Tuesday with the signing of this this infamous bill. I think it will be infamous in the long run, but also the justification for it. And you wonder how many people were rewarded for their votes. But at any rate, we need to pray for our country more and more, proof that we're in the latter days, that we're living as it was in the days of Lot. And of course, the days of Lot, known for sexual immorality, homosexuality, sodomy, all these things that were taking place in Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live. That's our Sunday night program. You're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and our phone number here is 888-677-9673. We've got Terry calling from Canada today. Terry, welcome to the program today.
How are you?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Usually we talk at night.
Yes.
You know, I've been thinking about, you know, what's going on with the, you know, the signing of the bill and that, you know, interracial marriage now.
Or same sex, you mean?
Yeah, same sex. Now interracial, he was signing?
Well, interracial is something that has been upheld by law and courts and everything in the United States for some time. There were some of our southern states, and for our listeners, Terry's calling from Canada, a little bit different system. Some of the southern states after the Civil War, they were pretty much all Democrat-controlled, and the Democrats set up what came to be known as Jim Crow laws. And these laws were an effort to restrict the freedoms of blacks that had been freed from slavery in the southern states. And the Democrat-led government or state governments there perpetuated some of these things. And one of the things that often was seen was prohibition or restriction against interracial marriage, specifically blacks and whites. I always found it ironic, some of the people who were against marriages between blacks and whites had no real problems with marriages between, say, whites and Koreans or Filipinos or Japanese or Chinese, marriages, which would be interracial as well. But it was mostly blacks and whites. And there were some religious schools. There was a school by the name of Bob Jones University that had a prohibition against that. And they would not allow interracial couples to enroll in the school. They would not allow interracial dating. They were down in South Carolina. And the federal government threatened to take away their tax-exempt status through some of the Civil Rights Acts. They said that you cannot ban or refuse to recognize interracial marriages. And so Bob Jones University changed their policy, and they began allowing interracial marriages. And I'm not sure when that was, back in the 70s, 60s, something like that. It was a number of years ago. But as a consequence, you know, we don't see any real prohibitions on interracial marriages in the United States. But this is an effort to codify into law the Obergefell decision, United States Supreme Court, back in about 2015-16, that said that states cannot rule against same-sex marriages. And so this bill tries to link interracial marriages with same-sex marriages, saying it's basically the same thing. It's a question of love. And the interracial marriages were all men and, you know, men with women, not men with men or women with women. And now this is pushing the idea of men with men and women with women in law now.
So. Yeah, people should read Romans chapter 1.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, you bring up Romans chapter 1, that actually explains exactly what is going on here, because when you look at Romans 1, it outright condemns this. It says specifically, let me get turned over here. It says here in, let me jump in at verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and to creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And then he says in verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Now, a lot of people say that, oh, the prohibitions against sodomy and homosexuality and all that, that's Old Testament. Old Testament. We live under grace. Well, this is New Testament, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's going to be a time when that's just going to come to pass.
Exactly. And
the grace period is going to come to pass, and then judgment is going to come.
Well, absolutely. And notice what happens. Actually, there's a type of judgment that we already see taking place, because he says, he continues on, Paul continues to write, verse 28 here, Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. Well, natural affection, he described that earlier, when they changed the natural use into that which is against nature, leaving the natural use. That's without natural affection right there. He says, implacable, unmerciful. And then Paul concludes with verse 32, saying, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And that's where I was quoting from Isaiah earlier, calling evil good and good evil. They are calling what God calls an abomination, they're calling that good. And when
it seems like the percentage is really high, too, the people that believe in homosexuality. That it's right, eh? So why I believe the Prime Minister Biden got in and Prime Minister Trudeau got in It's because they say that it's okay to do these things.
Well, and that's what we see happening in our countries. You know, Canada and United States both have a rich heritage of Christian founders, people who believe God and who followed the Bible and stood for biblical truths. And unfortunately, in both of our countries, Canada and United States, we've both drifted far from those foundings, haven't we?
Yeah, the Constitution. The Constitution says a man and a woman.
Yeah, exactly. And
where did they change it? Why did they change the Constitution? That's the thing that baffles me.
Well, and you know, we see it's a sign of the times, because Jesus said, you know, that the signs of his coming, the signs of the latter days, would be as in the days of Noah and as in the days of Lot. And when we look at that, the days of Noah, wickedness, violence, lawlessness, we see that happening, or not just in our two countries, but around the world, as in the days of Noah, or I'm sorry, Lot, as I said before, sexual immorality, homosexuality, sodomy, all these things that we see happening, and not just happening, but being celebrated, just like Paul said, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And when you have a nation's leaders standing in front of the nation's capital saying, praise God that they signed a bill that calls evil good and good evil, you know, that we have serious problems in our country today, don't we?
Yeah, and there's a Trudeau, like I was going to say, Trudeau, he brings people into our country from different places.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing, like the Muslims and the people from India and all that, we seem to be inundated with them.
Yeah.
And I think one reason why he does that is so they would vote for him. I think that's why he does that.
Well, the same thing with our open southern border here. Hey, Terry, I've got another caller calling in I need to get to as well. But I was going to say, same reason that Biden has the border open with thousands just congregated at the border. There's no room at the end, somebody said. The facilities that the Border Patrol operates are overrun with people. Local shelters are overrun with people. It's the same thing, that they'll vote for them. And it's also designed to reduce the power and the influence of the United States, Canada, and other countries to get the world ready for the new globalist one-world government. Terry, thanks again for calling. I'm going to get next caller here, and I've got Claudia who's calling in. And Claudia, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Yes, thank you, Pastor. I'm calling. I go to Pastor Sanders' church.
Yes.
And I'm calling about the Brunson Brothers court case. Are you familiar with that?
Go ahead and let me know what it is. I may have heard about it. I'm just not thinking at the moment.
Okay. It was brought up to the Supreme Court on December 7th, I believe it was. They are from Ogden, Utah, and it's a petition for a writ of certiorari or whatever it is, against the treasonous people that have violated the oath of Constitution.
Oh, yes, I have heard of that. Yes, now that you mentioned, I know what you're talking about now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I know Pastor Sanders had said we, the people, need to write to the Supreme Court and speak on the behalf of the Constitution, you know, for the Brunson Brothers, you know, for this court case. That is, I don't know if it's in front of the Supreme Court at this time. I don't know for a fact yet, but I just wanted to call and make you aware of
right. Yeah, and we'll have to look at that again a little bit more in the future, because we've got less than a minute left. But, people need to look at that. You can go online, look up the Brunson Brothers court case, and it has tremendous potential.
Yes.
But here's the case. Will the court hear it, and how will they find when they do hear it? We'll have to take a look at that again.
Maybe
maybe you can give us a call on Sunday night. We can talk about this some more. But But I appreciate that, Claudia. I want to thank you for calling. I'm out of time, unfortunately. Problem with only having a half hour on Friday afternoon. But I want to thank you for calling, and Merry Christmas to you. And again, thank you for listening. The answer to all of this, of course, is Christ. It's Christ and Christ alone. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, this is the time to investigate the claims of the gospel and receive the greatest gift, the gift of salvation. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.